Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this Christmas morning's meditation, application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 1. It's found in the back of our bulletin this morning. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, the child of Bethlehem, who came to make us to be children of God, to fellow redeemed. In our Christmas service last night, we heard one of our narrators read the following words. Oh, to be young again. Wouldn't it be great to have that youthful energy that just doesn't quit? Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning with all the aches and pains that we've grown accustomed to? Wouldn't it be nice to have the doctor say to us, you know, you really could stand to add a few pounds. Wouldn't it be nice to live a carefree life rather than stress over deadline after deadline? Well, we can't go back in time physically, but we can emotionally and spiritually. The problem is that as we age, as we grow older, we've allowed adulthood to tax our mind, to burden our spirit, and sometimes to harden us because we're living what we call the real world. Temptations and trials and situations we never dreamed of, we never thought of as little children, plague us every day as adults. Having to go to work every day, paying our bills, being responsible, temptations of wealth, power, self-importance, sexual lust, skepticism, cynicism, loss of real joy and simple trust, worry, fear, unresolved guilt, and you can add other things to your own list. What has time done to us adults? Well, other than wearing down our bodies, sometimes as we've gotten into adulthood, we've lost that simple trust and that simple childlike faith. You high school and college age young adults probably better remember than us old people what it was like when you were Seth's age or Jonah's age, and how excited you were to learn your Christmas lessons, your Christmas songs, and your pastor told you, you little children will be standing in front of your parents and all these adults and proclaim to them the greatest message ever. The message of the greatest gift ever given. The gift of God the Father giving to us His Son in the form of a baby, Jesus, born in Bethlehem. And how your heart soared and your voices sang. But now as adults, when we're encouraged to do the same thing and tell others about the birth of Jesus, sometimes one of the first things we think about is how much time is involved? Or the embarrassment of doing it? Or the real necessity of doing it? Or what's going to be effective in our doing it? And the list of excuses can be as long as we are old. How easily adults can sometimes think that religion or Christmas lessons or message or even Christianity is only for children, not for adults. Because we're sinful human beings, we are incapable of simple, childlike faith. Our old Adam doesn't care. Has no time for, no reason to care about the gift of salvation or God's great love for us in Christ. So is there any way that we as adults can once again have that childlike faith? Well, our theme this morning for our Christmas sermon text is He, Jesus, became a child to make us children of God. Last night, we heard a truth in our Christmas Eve service that does not change with age. It's a truth that the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord." Listen again to our Christmas morning sermon text from 1 John. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." Do you want a simple childlike faith? Then behold and look no further than the manger. For there in that manger is the child who came for you and came for me and came for every single one in this world to make us children of God. Jesus came for you and me. He came to make us children of God. Without Christ, we cannot be children of God. For when we were conceived and born, we were born and conceived enemies of God. Children of Satan, spiritually blind, dead in our sins. So Jesus came into this world to become what he was not, a condemned sinner, so we could become what we were not, children of God. Jesus knew what he was doing. Nothing was hidden from him. He knew exactly what he'd be facing. He knew that he'd be rejected by his own, by the whole world, and even by his own father. He knew that he'd be arrested, ridiculed, mocked, beaten, whipped, and eventually crucified. He knew that he would die and be damned for us. That baby in the manger was not ignorant. He saw what this world was. He saw what the people of the world needed. And he still came. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." There's that word again that we talked about a couple weeks ago in our Advent midweek service. Behold. It means more than just look or see. It means to pay attention to carefully examine, to contemplate. So John is telling us, contemplate. Carefully examine that great love that our Father has, that is given to us, that we did not deserve. Didn't do anything to earn. It's a love that God freely gave us. It's his agape love, which is a gift. A gift that God chose because of his love to give to you and me. Not a gift that we chose. Not a gift that we merited. That love God freely chose to bestow upon us. Literally, that word bestow means to lavish, to pour out upon us. When God sent his Son on that Christmas Eve some 2,000 years ago, he lavished, he poured out his great love upon every single one of us in the person of that baby born in Bethlehem. He also lavished and bestowed that same love upon us in our baptism when he called us out of that captivity of Satan into his kingdom and said, "You are now my child. You are now children of God, the working of the water and the word upon the individual heart. That word bestow or lavish is in the perfect tense, which in the Greek means it indicates an action that took place in the past but continues into the present and will continue on into the future. This love God continues to bestow and lavish upon us every time we meditate upon His Word. Let us rejoice and glory in the love of our gracious Heavenly Father, who sent His Son to be our Savior, who made us to be children of God. All of our sins, all of our unresolved guilt, our cynicism, our skepticism, our fears, all of our loss of simple trust, our worry, doggone, all that's left now is a childlike faith. A childlike faith that cannot be shaken by the temptations and trials and the doubting of this world when it is based upon the simple, powerful word of our unchanging God. A faith that boldly and confidently declares, "My Father sent to me the greatest gift I've ever been given when He sent His Son to be my Savior, who made me to be a child of God." A faith that trusts in Jesus' perfect obedient life, His sacrificial death upon the cross, His victorious resurrection from the grave, and His ascension into heaven. And a faith that looks again for that day when He'll come again to take us to be with Him forever in heaven. And so with childlike faith, this morning we too sing with our voices and in our hearts praise and glorify our God for the manner of love that He has bestowed upon us to make us children of God. We read again our text. Behold, meditate on that. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. And praise Jesus. That is what we are. Amen. The peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep our hearts and minds centered in our blessed Savior Jesus. Amen.